In just a minute, Carl impersonates newsmakers for another listener contestant. If you would like that to be you, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, British veterinary experts say that among the domesticated animals, the parrot and other tropical birds are the ones that get the most what?
TV time. They get more,
airtime.
You seldom see a wren, for instance.
That's true. They get the most roles in animated films, I've noticed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. They get to, they even form trios and dance. And
that's true.
Sing songs.
I'll give you a hint, ready?
Give me a hint.
I can't do the voice as well as Charlie, but Molly want a Prozac?
They get more drugs?
They get, well, what do you need Prozac for?
They get more insecure and nervous and fidgety and anxious.
You said a lot of things, but not the right one.
Not the right, what do you, depressed!
Yes,
depressed,
thank you.
Depressed. Parrots get depressed?
Parrots apparently get depressed. Whoa. If you ask your cockatoo, for example, if she wants a cracker, and she responds, oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Cracker, no cracker, it's all pointless.
Right.
Well... She's not alone. Medical specialists at the UK's Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons say that tropical birds are now the most depressed out of all animal species and are being put on liquid Prozac to cope with the problems in their caged lives. That's true. Veterinarians who treated the birds recommend Prozac because the birds are resistant to talk therapy.
Mm.
They just repeat every question and the therapist ends up talking about their own mothers and getting all weepy.
And how does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many great parrot jokes that I can't tell. That's why they're probably depressed because they feel misunderstood. Have you ever really sat down and asked? People don't ask parrots anything except...
Do they want crackers?
Do they want a cracker?
They have needs that go beyond crackers.
Yeah, they also, you get pretty bird, and they know they're not pretty.
They know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ugly birds. And it just reinforces that. And you wind up seeing them at midnight in an armchair listening to Billie Holiday records and singing very lowly to themselves. It's sad.
Charlie, a Florida family was shocked to hear personalized death threats from whom?
From Florida, huh?
You know, these things always seem to happen in Florida, but it's got nothing to do with it.
Personalized death threats from the preacher.
No. I'll give you a hint. Sometimes, I guess, he just doesn't want to be tickled after all.
Oh, this is the sabotaged Elmo doll.
This is the Elmo doll.
Yes.
Oh. It's called the Elmo Knows Your Name doll. He knows more than that. The Bowman family of Lithia, Florida, became alarmed when they heard their talking Elmo doll say in his adorable sing-song voice,
"Kill James!"
James being the Bowman's young son. Mrs. Bowman said, quote, "I noticed exactly what it was saying, and my son was repeating exactly what it was saying. But if you think that sounds bad, this is the actual product description of Elmo Knows Your Name doll. Quote, Elmo knows your name, your family and friends' names, and your birth date. Elmo also knows your favorite foods, color, and animal, too. Turns out Elmo all this time was working for the Department of Homeland Security."
I don't understand the Elmo knows. Is there really a doll like that?
Yeah, this is a doll apparently that you can teach it information about you and it's a little digital chip inside it and it will repeat the information.
Yeah, but what about the kill part?
That apparently was a malfunction.
Oh, well. Yeah.
These things happen.
Yes.
Wow. Mm.
As far as I know, it didn't actually try to kill him. It was just an empty threat. So really, what's the problem?
That child will never be the same, but...
Certainly won't watch Sesame Street anymore.
No.
He's watching Sesame Street like, that guy's still free?
Yeah, right.